Good morning, this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk today history about Indians of Lake Chelan. It is believed that regular human habitation at Lake Chelan began about 10,000 years ago when a group that became known as the Chelan settled at various places along the margin of the lake. Thought to be an offshoot of the much larger Wenatchee tribe, they spoke the Wenatchee dialect of the interior Salishan language. That the tribe came to be called the Chelan may have been the doing of Alexander Ross, an explorer for the Pacific Fur Company. Local Indians told him that the name of the river was Shill Lane, or deep water, and that it arose from a lake not far distant. At the time whites started making significant encroachments into the Upper Columbia region, Inomosicha was the recognized chief of all the Chelans, and he would represent the tribe at important councils. The Chelans lived in largely independent bands, and slavery had blurred tribal distinctions in the region before the arrival of outsiders. And the Chelans and Eniets were often considered one people by early settlers and by the federal and local governments. This simplification was heightened when they and several other tribes and bands were consolidated on the Columbia Reservation in the late 1870s. In their home territory, the Chelans hunted game, ranging from deer to marmots. They gathered fruits, roots, and vegetables and fished in both the lake and local rivers. They burned off forested areas to encourage the growth of plants that would attract grazing animals. Cooperatively, they drove deer, mountain goat, and other game into brush fences for slaughter, and they used tunnel-shaped fish traps and other devices to maximize catches. The Chelan River was impassable to salmon due to its high flow rate and steep falls, but the tribe took non-migratory fish, including cutthroat trout, bull trout, and burbot from the lake. They had a legend to explain why salmon could not make it up to Lake Chelan. It was said that Coyote noticed the very beautiful daughter of a Chelan chief fishing for salmon in Lake Chelan, so he decided to ask for her hand in marriage. When Coyote asked the girl's father if he could marry his daughter, the chief refused in no uncertain terms. This so enraged Coyote that he immediately threw huge boulders into the Chelan River. The boulders created rapids and falls that have ever since prevented the salmon from navigating upriver to the lake. And that's the story of Indians in Lake Chelan. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.